Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion. Proud to be hosting tonight's Meet the Owners call here, May 27th, 2015. It's going to be a sneak preview of an upcoming PHP Academy in the month of June. So there's still a few seats left, still a few spaces left at the Native Springs Oasis for the June 11th through the 14th PHP Academy on detoxification. And tonight's call is going to set the stage for that. Dave's going to do one of his favorite things, which is debunk some myths and get the real right information out there for you to be healthier. And, you know, there's just so much misinformation on the internet, and anybody with a keyboard can, you know, go ahead and share, you know, their thoughts and their philosophies and their ideas, but oftentimes those things are not facts. And so I'm glad that you're listening in tonight so that David Sandoval can share some of the facts about how your body works, how our products work, and how you can live a healthier lifestyle. So I'm going to turn the call over to our owner, our founder. He's the creator of the 10-Day Transformation and the formulator of all our products, David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, David, and thank you for that great introduction, and thank you to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who are on the call with us tonight. It's amazing when we get to reach a lot of people, and so I want to start tonight's call. By the way, my name is David Sandoval. You know that. One of the owners and founders of Purion Health Products, the greatest nutrition and network marketing company on the planet, only because it is. Because that's our intention to make it that, and because of you, no company is better than its people. And if I say the company is the best on the planet, that's because you are the best on the planet. I'm serious about that because we are like-minded and we are dedicated. And we're dedicated to something really, really good. It's good when we can reach a lot of people. I want to brag just a tiny bit more besides just having the best network marketing company and nutrition company on the planet. We are being recognized for our educational see, we're an education company first. We're a product company second. We're a people company third, and we're a business fourth. It just that those four are so intertwined that you almost can't separate them. And that's what makes us like a rope. It's just like all those different strings woven together, you know, and that's what makes, that's our strength. If you have all the strings, you know, like basically the same thing, if it's just about sales, it's going to break. So for those of you who helped with this, I want to thank you. I got an opportunity to be seen on New York One TV, and we had over 1.2 million people watch that. That's just online. We don't know how many people watched it live on TV when it was showing on Friday, because we don't know how many people, I don't know what the demographic is, but maybe it was 20, 30, 40,000. It could have been 500,000. But overall, the people who then got excited and went to the internet and watched the clip of what we had to say was over 1.2 million. Because of that, the station has invited us back to be involved as a regular segment. Not Purion, but just me speaking about fruits and vegetables and, you know, the importance and the phytochemistry and their purpose. So for those of you who watched the video, thank you. For those of you who called the station, like I know many of you did, wrote to the station, emailed them, and told them, hey, we want more of Dave. It worked. They're flying me back. I'm going back on the 16th, and we're going to record another 15 to 20 segments, which will start to be seen every Friday by millions of people. So you East Coasters, you're getting a little bit of a bonus here. You're going to tell people, tune right in. And everybody else, we're going to have those clips every time on Facebook. Here I am this Friday, and every Friday that I'm on there, we're going to bring that clip to you so you can begin to share the excitement, the knowledge, and the information that we're building. Also, I've been contacted by people who are interested. I will not name the TV stations, but we have been garnering interest from TV stations who may want to have a regular show on food and phytochemistry. With me as sort of the spokesperson, expert on that subject. So stay tuned. We're on the move. My credibility is your credibility. My fame is your fame. My exposure is your is ultimately your check. Because the more you can point and say, that's our guy, if that station wants them as his nutrition expert, maybe you want him as your nutrition expert. So thank you for giving me that one moment for our station to identify ourselves and do a little self-promoting. Really do appreciate that. But the real purpose of tonight is education. Education and debunking myths, because I am sick and tired of people who just want some attention. They got to say whatever's outrageous. We're that type of society. Say something really out there, and you're going to get some attention for yourself. So some fool, and I'm not afraid to say that, because you have to be foolish to say this, is out there saying that detoxification is a myth. That the whole concept that you could detoxify your body in order to improve your health is a fallacy. And it's based upon the premise that our body will detoxify itself. You know, we'll pee and we'll poop, and, you know, that's going to take care of everything. But the truth is it doesn't. Our body's a detoxifying genius. Do you know that every time we breathe, that we actually inhale stuff that's toxic and some stuff that's good for us, and we absorb the stuff that's good for us, that's oxygen, and we exhale the stuff that's bad for us, that's carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, and the carbon dioxide that's been coming from our body and the carbon dioxide that may be in the air we inhale, it then leaves our body. When we cough, when we sneeze, when we exhale especially. But our body knows how to get rid of toxins. Sneezing, coughing, exhaling. It uses the lungs. Our body knows how to detoxify when we sweat. It uses our pores to detoxify. It uses our urinary tract and our colon to detoxify. Our body uses tears to detoxify. You see, our body uses several ways. If you throw up, that's a way of detoxifying. Your body's getting rid of a poison. So the doctor is right about that. But my grandfather said being half right or telling half a truth still allows you to be 100% wrong and be telling a 100% lie, even though you may be half right, even though you may have told half of the truth. There's still a lot of room to be 100% wrong, and this doctor absolutely was. Because even though the body is a master of detoxification, what happens when you spend more money than you earn? What happens when you bring in more than you put out? What happens if you eat more then you're able to get rid of it? Think about this. What happens when we bring in more than we send out, when we consume and produce waste faster than we digest and eliminate it? Well, that leads to toxicity. Think about it again. We consume and we produce waste faster than we could digest and eliminate waste. And that has to lead to toxicity. And what if we do the opposite? What if we eliminate faster than we accumulate? If we eliminate faster than we accumulate, then we are detoxifying. Think of a bathtub. If a bathtub overflows because more is coming in than is draining out, what if that bathtub is our body? What if we have more toxicity coming into our body than the drain of our body, than our liver, our organs, our urinary tract, our, you know, what if we can't eliminate it as fast as we're accumulating it? What happens then? Well, we begin to suffer. Everybody knows, if you've ever seen lungs of a smoker, if you've ever seen the liver of a drinker, if you've ever seen the belly of an overeater, if you've ever seen the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol, if you've ever seen all of the things associated with our body not being able to get rid of stuff fast enough. So in order to admit that detoxification is necessary, we have to admit that toxicity exists. So we know that these children in inner city areas who lived in public housing were around lead-based paint, and we know that that excess lead is accumulated in their bodies and leading to learning disorders, leading to violent activity, leading to unnecessary toxicity that can't be dealt with by their brain, that's diminishing their quality of life. And you're telling me that we shouldn't seek to eliminate those heavy metals? We shouldn't seek to detoxify those young bodies? We shouldn't seek to help those who have accumulated excess calories in the form of toxicity, in the form of fat, that they shouldn't be able to detoxify their body of that fat? Are you kidding me? And we can't teach them to do that, to the people with gallstones, that the people with, you know, all of these issues related to toxicity, even a urinary tract infection or a yeast infection, those are all types of toxicities. And detoxifying absolutely is and can be done. What if you have too much acid in your body that leads to disease? Well, isn't creating an alkaline environment that neutralizes and eliminates those acids, isn't that detoxifying your body of toxins? So let's get real here. Stop and think about this for just 1 minute. What if your body, let's give this a numerical value. Let's say that your body is able to eliminate 12 parts of waste a day. So if you accumulate food that is 90% good stuff, right? That means that, you know, and you could get rid of 12 parts of waste, that you could, you know, you could eat 100 and something parts of food and 90% of it's good. Let's say 10% is waste. Well, what if 50% of it is waste? What if 50% of what you eat must be processed and eliminated as waste by the body? Well, that's going to put an undue burden on the body. So all of a sudden you're getting 17 parts of waste a day in your food, but you could only eliminate 12 of them. You're accumulating 5 a day. What does your body do with that extra toxicity, that extra waste that it cannot get rid of? Well, it stores it. Once it stores it, is it stored for life? It could never, ever, ever be gotten rid of? Well, of course not. We just know that that's not true. And so I want to remind you that if your body could eliminate 12 parts of toxins a day and you have accumulated them because you've accumulated a lot more than you've been able to eliminate, what if you stop accumulating toxins? What if you're taking in 0 toxins a day? What if you're taking in 1 part of toxins a day and your body is still eliminating 12 parts? Well, isn't it going to drain that tub? Isn't the tub full of toxins about to drain out? Of course it is. Detoxification is nothing more. The first step of detoxification is nothing more than to slow down or eliminate the rate at which your body is taking in toxins. Start with a clean diet, no more toxins in. Then, after you have no more toxins coming in, you help your body in those processes that are already there, designed to eliminate waste. You help the bowel. You help the urinary tract. You help detoxify the liver and the blood, and you help soften up and potentially eliminate stones that have accumulated. This is all very possible. And, in fact, we are going to teach the 12 pathways to detoxification. There are 12 unique ways that you could assist your body in eliminating waste. And we have designed the products at Purium to help you do all 12 of them. The reverse dirty dozen. The undirty dozen. And that's what we're going to provide to you. Now, I'll give you a few examples on the call here tonight. A few examples on the call here tonight of how we eliminate toxins that accumulate in your body, and we assist you in doing that. I'm not going to give you specific programs. I'm just going to give you examples of our products. But I just want to remind you that we have a PHP Academy coming up in about 2 weeks. And at that PHP Academy, we are going to be teaching these 12 secrets, these 12 pathways to detoxification in depth, and we're going to teach specific programs on how to detoxify your liver, you know, and how to detoxify your lungs, and how to detoxify your blood, and how to detoxify your colon, and how to detoxify your urinary tract, and how to, and I could go on and on. But it's going to be great, and you're going to love it. We actually have, I believe, we have 7 teepees full, so we have 3 teepees still available. We have 7 rooms full, so we have 5 rooms still available. We've got about 22 people, and we have room for about 32. I've gotten 2 calls today already, so I think a couple of more spots are taken. And remember that it's a pretty good price. But I'll get back to that. I don't want to talk about the academy yet. We could talk about that later. I want to stay on this whole thing of detoxification. You know, I saw this thing about, I have adult asthma. I have adult asthma. It hit me in my 30s, my late 20s, early 30s, and it is 99% suppressed. But if I have just a little bit of fried food, if I cheat just a little bit and have some sugar, you know, if there's just certain things, if I have some red wine, there are certain things that just immediately make my allergies or my, you know, my adult asthma kick up, and I find it very hard to breathe. But I do 4 green drinks the next day, and I am absolutely wheeze-free. And I've helped people who have COPD, which is an incurable disease, so I'm not saying that we cured it. I have helped people with COPD improve their quality of life substantially by increasing their lungs' ability to function. And chlorophyll has the ability to do that. So when your lungs need to detoxify, amla in our Sea from Nature, any of the green drinks, but especially the wheatgrass, the barley grass, the alfalfa, the ones that are chlorella, excellent detoxifiers of the lungs. Look at the liver, amla, aloe vera, green chlorophyll, tremendous regenerators and rejuvenators of the liver. Do you know that you could cut 90% of the liver out, 80%, excuse me, of the liver off, and it will regrow itself if you're eating a good diet? That's right. Your liver can regenerate itself. So, of course, if the liver could degenerate itself, you could eliminate toxins. How does the liver detoxify itself? Well, it uses the kidneys. So if you know how to cleanse the kidneys, you're going to take a lot of pressure off the liver. If you know how to cleanse the liver, you're going to take a lot of pressure off the kidneys. If you know how to cleanse the blood, you're going to take a lot of pressure off of the liver and the kidneys. If you know how to detoxify the colon, then you're going to take a lot of pressure off of the blood. Do you see the connection? When you're doing all of that. And then they say you can't detoxify. Let me give you a really classic example of detoxification. Urinary tract infection is clearly an overgrowth of something that does not belong in that area. That's toxic. It's causing you to have an infection. Well, you take cranberry juice, pure cranberry juice or a cranberry juice extract, and it stops that, the ability of that overgrowing bacteria to even adhere to your mucosa, your urinary tract, your urethra. And all of a sudden, every time you urinate, all of those bacteria leave your body. That's not detoxification. Really? What about cholesterol? Cholesterol is good. Cholesterol is awesome. We use cholesterol to protect our cells during cell division. It is an important part of the myelin sheath that protects our nerve bundles and our nerve endings. It combines with omega-3 fatty acids in so many ways And we talk all about how important omega-3 fatty acids are, but try to find a place where omega-3 fatty acids are active where cholesterol isn't necessary. Ooh, Dave's crazy. That's right, I am. Crazy enough to know the truth. And so, if you have bad cholesterol, that's cholesterol that's done its job. Cholesterol helps protect your body by acting like a filter and getting all the nasty stuff to stick to it. It's like this great little filter. But once that filter is full, you got to eliminate it. Once good cholesterol has turned bad, it's got to go. And certain foods with gummy beta-glucans, like oatmeal, like activated barley, like flax seeds in the Love Super Meal, like soluble fibers found in green vegetables, all of these are known to help get rid of that nasty cholesterol. The bad one that's like a washcloth that was good once, or a sponge, excuse me, that you wash your dishes with. And after washing your dishes for 10 days, you realize, okay, this sponge has had enough, it's time to go. Well, that's just like cholesterol, but how do you get rid of that old cholesterol in your body? Well, that's detoxification, isn't it? Must I go on? Well, you know I will, because this is what I love. You know, people don't realize that your skin, every time, you know, you leave skin cells, if you could take a magnifying glass, you leave skin cells all over your sheets. You sweat all over your sheets. You lose at least 6 to 8 ounces of water per night into your bed. You lose at least 200,000 skin cells per night into your sheets. Please change your sheets, ladies and gentlemen. Please vacuum up your mattresses, or else you're just feeding bed bugs. You know it's true. How about detoxifying that by allowing your body to create healthier skin cells by having aloe vera, by using coconut oil? Because your body's going to detoxify skin cells. It's going to. That's why we need to exfoliate when we shower. If we exfoliate once or twice a week, then that's a very good thing. Exfoliate too much, it's a bad thing, because you're stripping the oil, all the nice sebum that helps insulate your body and keep your skin supple and keep the friendly, healthy bacteria that are supposed to be on your skin there. So detoxification is not a myth. Detoxification is real. I can and will teach you 12 specific pathways to detoxification. Did you know you could detoxify your eyes? That's right. It's no laughing matter. You could detoxify your eyes. There's a fluid that goes from the back of your eye to the front of your eye. It goes to this hourglass-type small passageway. And that fluid could get little tiny particles in it, inclusions, like what you'd see in a diamond. Think about that, little inclusions. And then it makes it difficult for that fluid to pass back and forth. But it's so important for that to happen. What if we could detoxify that fluid? Wouldn't you love me then? What if we could actually improve your eyesight by detoxifying your eyes? Ooh, crazy, right? What if we detoxified your joints and ligaments? What if we found a way to get rid of calcium deposits in your joints and ligaments? And all of a sudden that joint pain was gone. Wouldn't you love me then? Detoxification, I'm telling you, it is real. There's a way, I'm going to teach you a way, to actually get rid of bone spurs, to dissolve stones, to help heal the little bones that might have been broken in your body years and years and years ago, to help them actually stop hurting. There's ways to do that. I'll give you the hint right now. All you do is you do a six-day, 6-gallon raw apple juice cleanse. You do it the same time you're doing the 10-day transformation. You could do raw apple juice. You're not going to be restricting your calories now, remember? But the raw apple juice is going to literally go in and dissolve little nasty things that are floating around in your body, including your eyes, including your joints, your ligaments, including your organs. And there's more to it than that, but that's the main part of it. There's a little olive oil involved, some lemon juice, some cayenne, but you can dissolve and eliminate a lot of things in your body that you may not actually know about. So I want to give you a tiny bit of detail about the PhD Academy. First of all, this week we are sending out our first course to over 54 people who signed up for the weight loss. That doesn't count the 16 people who are there live. So we have 70 people who are about to be certified as weight loss life coaches for Purium. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They're about to get, this Friday, they're about to get their first 15 30-minute lessons. That is the first half of their course. Once they have completed those lessons, then we will send them their midterm. They'll take the midterm, and once they pass it, they will receive their next 15 lessons, their final 15 lessons. Once they trigger that they're ready, they will get their final exam. It will include review questions from the midterm, as well as questions from the second semester. And they can take the final as many times as they need to pass it. There is no limit. But you will only have 48 hours once you activate the final exam to finish it. If you fail, you can take it again so long as 10 days have passed, because you're going to need to study if you failed. There is no limit to the number of times you could take the final exam, so long as there are 10 days in between. This is $300 if you take it online, $250 if you sign up for all four courses. If you come live, it's around $800 to $900. It could be as low as $650 if you want to camp in a teepee. But here's what you get. If people think that's a lot of money, you're going to get 4 nights stay at the Oasis. Typically, I charge $100 to $150 per room. You're getting 4 nights. You're also getting the online course. Everybody who attends live gets the online course also, a $300 value. You will get all of your meals. They're being prepared this time, and everybody who remembers, they're being prepared by Sage, the amazing vegan chef who never lets you know that you're not eating meat because his food is so awesome. He's going to be preparing all of our meals except for two. I will do Dave's awesome Sunday breakfast, and Rodney will do a barbecue. Other than that, Sage is doing all of the meals. You're going to love it. That's a new twist. We haven't had Sage preparing meals before. So you're getting chef-prepared meals, all of your outings, your recreation, the live course, the online course, your room and board, all for under $1,000. And you get your certification at the end. So I think that's a bargain, but that's just my opinion. And I want to let you know one final thing. A decision has been made on the executive level that once you have achieved all four certifications, that is weight loss, detoxification, sports performance, and anti-aging, you will be considered a Masters of Purium and be entitled to some super cool things that will definitely save you or make you all of your investment back, and then some. I'm dedicated to that. I am an education-oriented person. I want to spawn 1,000 ships to sail to every shore. And when you come to the PhD Academy, either live or online, you will become one of those ships. When you take all four courses, then you're a mothership. And we need more moms. We need more ambassadors who truly understand what our mission is from the ground up. This is as thorough an education as you're going to get, and our philosophy, our purpose, and our understanding of phytochemistry as is out there. So I invite you to come. You can email me at trydavesway, T-R-Y-D-A-V-E-S, trydavesway, at gmail.com. ask for information, have any questions. We would love to get maximum capacity this, you know, coming event. That means we've got, you know, about half a dozen places left. And the more the merrier. We're going to have drum circles. We're going to go kayaking. We're going to go to the hot springs or the giant sequoias, maybe both. But either way, we're going to have a lot of fun on site. We're going to do water, you know, my giant water slide, water volleyball. We've got the sauna. We've got zip lines. We've got the jacuzzi. We've got, you know, the bonfires. It's going to be a lot of fun. But even if you can only join online, the information will be epic. So as is our tradition, I want to thank you all for being with me tonight and give you an opportunity to be together as a family. So give me just one moment.
The email
I did.
Thank you so much, Julius. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Marty. Love the call.
Hi, Skylar.
It's time for a power shake.
Leave the email.
Unstoppable.
Power shake.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Please, I need the email again.
Yeah, pretty much in the morning.
TryDavesWay@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y.
Yeah.
Try Dave's Way, TryDavesWay. TryDavesWay@gmail.com. Love y'all. Good night now.